Wanda Gonzalez, Wanda W-A-N-D-A, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Date of birth is 11-2-1981. This is for date of service 6-29-2023. Mrs. Gonzalez is a 41-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hyperthyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism in March of 2023. She also has a history of vitamin D deficiency, anemia, depression, migraine headaches, and ovarian cancer. For her hyperthyroidism, she is on methimazole, 10 milligrams in the morning and 5 milligrams in the evening. This dose was recently changed over the last couple of weeks. She reports symptoms of palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, weight changes with fluctuations in her weight, some thinning hair, and hoarseness in her voice. She has a family history of thyroid disorder. Her labs were reviewed from April 6, 2023, indicating a TSH of less than 0.01, free T4 of 2.3, and free T3 of 8.9. Plan number one for her hyperthyroidism at this point, my recommendation is to get a baseline thyroid function panel on her current dose of methimazole, 5 milligrams, 2 tablets in the morning, and 5 milligrams in the evening. So 5 milligrams, 2 tablets in the morning, and 5 milligrams, 1 tablet in the evening for a total daily dose of 15 milligrams daily of methimazole, period. I will check a baseline thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. Next number, I will also check the patient for autoimmune thyroid disease, including a TSI level, TPO level, and a thyroglobulin antibody level, as well as a thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin, sorry, thyroid receptor, TSH receptor antibody. So, next number, for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done indicating a small thyroid nodule on the right, measuring 0.9 by 0.6 by 0.5 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 0.9 by 0.8 by 0.5 centimeters. The patient has a multinodular goiter, and she will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in May of 2024. At this point, no FNA biopsy is indicated at this time due to the fact that they're all below 1 centimeter. Next number, the patient was also checked for Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and her TPO antibody level was elevated at 160, indicating some autoimmune destructive thyroiditis. Therefore, we will recheck these antibodies. Her thyroglobulin antibodies were less than 1. We will recheck these antibodies and compare them to her initial studies. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.